The Trump administration is considering opening waters off part of the Atlantic coast, including Georgia, to offshore oil and gas drilling. Any drilling is a ways off, but the search for oil could start this month. And many worry that just looking for oil could devastate the Georgia coast. I took a look at the fight over seismic testing. One way to look for oil or gas is with sounds like this. That's a seismic air gun. When their sounds reach the ocean floor, they bounce back up like a dolphin's sonar and help create a picture of what's below. That recorded blast comes from Ocean Conservation Research, which studies noise pollution in the sea and how it affects the animals that live there.
Many marine animals depend on sound for survival.
Diane Hoskins is with Oceana, an environmental group.
Everything from feeding, mating, communicating, and avoiding predators. And so disrupting these functions that are necessary for their survival could risk serious injury or even death.
Oceana and a coalition of other groups, including Georgia-based 100 Miles, are suing to stop seismic testing from happening in the Atlantic. Environmentalists aren't the only ones opposing it. Coastal states have joined the suit, and local governments have passed resolutions against the testing. Even Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he opposes seismic testing here. And businesses are joining the fight as well. That's because in coastal Georgia, the ocean is big business.
We're going to talk about the ecology. We're going to talk about some history, the lighthouses, Fort Pulaski. And hopefully we're going to see a few dolphins.
Dolphin tours like this one run daily, promising a glimpse of the playful mammals to honeymooning couples and families with young kids. There's also beaches, waterfront dining.
We do inshore and offshore fishing. We do eco-nature tours.
Captain Elizabeth Johnson runs Tybee Island Charters with her husband.
Dinner cruises, beach picnics, absolutely anything you can think of that's fun and safe on the water.
Oceana estimates these industries on the coast support more than 23,000 jobs. But some business owners like Johnson are worried.
What fish is going to be around when it's being blasted out of the water with sound that sounds like dynamite every 15 seconds? There's not going to be any fishing.
She and other testing opponents are also concerned about the whole ecosystem off the coast, from the tiny zooplankton that bigger animals eat to the enormous and critically endangered North Atlantic right whale, which relies on sound to communicate. In its literature on seismic testing, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management acknowledges that, quote, the impacts to marine life are challenging to predict, and that it's possible animals have been injured by testing. The agency says there is no documented case of a marine mammal being killed by an air gun. And as U.S. Congressman Buddy Carter notes, there are rules protecting animals.
They have observers on the ships to see if they see any marine life. They have to discontinue it.
Opponents say the sound can travel much farther than you can see from the deck of a boat. The lawsuit contends federal regulators underestimated the possible impacts of seismic testing and violated federal laws protecting marine mammals, endangered species, and the environment. Carter, who represents the Georgia coast, argues it would be, quote, irresponsible not to at least know whether there's oil offshore. But Charter Captain Elizabeth Johnson says finding out isn't worth the risk.
Why would we give up this coast that's the most unique coast for something that we know, scientifically know, is going to damage our animals?
Regulators could issue seismic testing permits starting today. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.